Some of the earliest research following the Zika outbreak predicted that abnormally small heads on newborns might be just the tip of the iceberg. Now UW researcher Ted Golis says there's evidence other Zika-related deformities could start appearing.
This study might suggest that the iceberg is larger than we had previously thought, if in fact the exposure of the fetus in utero to the virus is more widespread than we realized.
Researchers found a high level of Zika transmission from monkeys to their newborns, and while none had microencephaly, the eyes of the babies showed damage. Golis's other abnormalities could take longer to develop. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.